WWE Mobile. You on route, or you getting ready to fly?
I'm on my way back from the chiropractor. Now I'll be getting ready to fly out tomorrow morning.
You gonna have somebody meet you there on Sunday?
Be where I'm going by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Gonna deal with you on the weekend.
Paperwork and everything can be done. All I gotta do is just look the truck over, make sure it's road ready, and drive it home.
It'd be nice if you'd carry a little tool bag with you just in case, but, you know, and I guess being an airplane, it is what it is. But I hope that all works out, and I hope that the truck is, that's what you wanted. When you get there, you know.
That's the reason I didn't want to fly, is I like to take things with me, especially in a vehicle that I know nothing about, making a 8-hour trip in it. You know, it just flying is not the way to go do that, in my opinion.
And, well, like I said, don't forget now, that option's still available for you, and I can leave tomorrow morning if that's what you want to do, so... Not trying to persuade you or nothing. Just letting you know that that's available.
Appreciate it. But I got a buddy of mine. He's going to get a truck in St. Louis. So we're going to fly in, pick it up at the dealership tomorrow morning. And then drive it down to pick mine up. And then we'll follow each other back.
You got somebody tagging along with you. And that way, if something goes wrong, you get... You know, somebody give you a hand.
Somebody with me, but I mean, we'll both be to the point where we can't do anything because we couldn't take anything with us. I guess that's my biggest issue with flying is that right there, and then the fact that I like my personal space.
Certainly, I certainly understand that. Trust me. Hey, nobody understands that better than me, man. I don't like people be around close to people, you know. I like to keep everybody at a distance.
One thing about this pandemic I've really enjoyed is that 6-foot personal space. I get behind that wholeheartedly.
Yeah. So me and my wife came up to deer camp last night and enjoyed this beautiful weather we have, and drank a cup of coffee this morning. I'm headed back to Campobello.
Do they have any more blowouts? And dealing with the sketchy people there, trying to change tires. Be careful.
Telling you, I went back and showed my wife a video this morning, and. Oh my goodness! When you walk up to a house and the lady of the house comes out and says, "Yeah, I got a four-way lug wrench. It stopped up in that flower pot over there. You're welcome to use it, but I want my four-way back. You understand?" Yes, ma'am. I understand.
I don't know. Everybody lives a little different, and nothing wrong with that. Some of it you just got to sit back and laugh at. I don't care who you're dealing with. We all got our characteristics. We each other find funny.
You know what I'm saying, man. Good people's good people, and it don't matter how they live. But when you got meth bumps all over your face and arms, you know, that changes things a little bit. It wasn't the people I was scared of. It's what I think was happening there that I wasn't comfortable with.
After that, I get it wholeheartedly. Yeah, good people are good people. It don't matter what walk of life you're in. Bad people are bad people. That's the way I look at it. I don't care anything else. Good people are good people, and that's it.
Right. nothing wrong with being cautious either, you know. But just a funny day yesterday, I guess. It caught me off guard a little bit because I'm not comfortable with limited options, and I like to have options and be able to do things the way I want. And then every now and then I find myself in a situation to where, you know, there's not much I can do to control the situation, and I just have to do what I gotta do, and that gets me in spots sometimes I'm not comfortable with.
That's the exact same thing, and that's what we were just talking about with wine. It's not a comfortable situation for me because I have to give up too many things that I consider valuable.
I understand that. Well, like I said, I'm headed back to the house this morning. I come up near camp and check on my antenna and radio, and usually spend the night. Make sure everything's working right, and again, it's a black bear up there that's tormenting me a little bit. He can't get in the cabin. I got all the windows boarded up, and we had to put some nails on the side of the building to keep him from. He gets where he's rubbing on the side of the building, which I guess he's just scratching his back. I don't have an issue with that, but I don't want him in my cabin getting my dry goods.
Don't need him inside. As long as he stays outside, that's okay, but no inside. Not a bit.
Last winter, it was winter. He got in my, had my truck parked right outside of the cabin, and he got in my truck and got some food out of the truck. He didn't tear my truck up. He put a couple claw prints on the door trim here coming in the driver's door, and bit my steering wheel. I got teeth marks in my steering wheel. I guess he reached in and bit the steering wheel to pull himself in. But just got my food and got right back out. I mean, got red mud all in the thing, and I mean, I hadn't had the truck 3 months. And stunk. Golly, Patrick, it stunk. It smelled awful in here. I don't know how long it stayed in here. But I'm just glad he didn't chew the thing all to pieces. But I reckon he come in through the driver's window and then sat in the back seat and eat all my goodies. Just eat all my goodies in the back seat. Didn't bother taking them and leaving, but just, you know, wrappers and nuts and things like that all laying in the back. And I just, you know, I don't leave my windows down no more either.
I wouldn't do that. I don't leave my windows down anymore or anywhere I'm at. I roll them up. I had a bat get in one of my crew cab trucks one time, and I don't know how it got in or what. Must have left the window cracked just a little bit, but it died in the cup holder. And under the Lord, you talk about the stink.
Yeah, you get that smell in there, man. It's it's hard to get it out, too.
It is J04HX for ID. But Chad, I'm pulling in the house here, so I'm gonna say 73. Be careful on the way home, and I'll keep an ear out for you later. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final.
HKX KO4NUE. Hey man, I appreciate the ride along this morning, and be careful. Be careful getting your truck. And I hope the thing is everything you waited for. And like I said, if you need anything for it, give me a holler. I probably got it laying around there at the shop somewhere, and I'll be glad to help you any way I can. So safe travels to you. I'm 73, sir. You have a blessed day.